With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Financial records show President Biden received monthly payments from his son Hunter's business in 2018. Oversight Committee Chair James Comer said Hunter's firm, Owasco PC, received payments from Chinese companies and other foreign entities, payments of nearly $1,400 to Biden. Comer said show that the president took part and benefited from influence peddling schemes. There's been over 900 carjackings in D.C. so far this year. An illegal fellow with the Heritage Foundation says the reason is simple. Zach Smith says criminals have a green light to commit crimes because city leaders tolerate a culture of violence. Smith tells Salem Radio Network fighting crime is not high on the D.C. City Council's priority list.
D.C.'s local elected leaders are not taking crime seriously. And as a result, members of the community, members of Congress, their staffs, and people who visit our nation's capital are being victimized.
Also at SRNnews.com, meteorologist Mark Chouinard at the National Weather Service says as much as 1 foot of snow has fallen in northern parts of New England.
Once you got into Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine, you got into accumulating snow and pretty widespread totals over 6 inches, some getting up towards a foot. And again, those highest amounts kind of from central northern Vermont into the White Mountains of New Hampshire and then into Maine.
Some snow showers could fall as far south as Virginia. Heavy rain and snow will cover the northwest over the next few days due to the atmospheric river. The Weather Prediction Center warned residents, especially in the Pacific Northwest and the Rockies, of hazardous to even impossible travel conditions in the impacted areas. More than a half a dozen states in the West are now under winter weather alerts as of this past weekend. This is SRN News. A new poll finds Americans split on what they want from a president.
The Public Religion Research Institute says 51% of voters want a chief executive who will fix the economy versus 46% who want a president who will first prioritize the preservation of the country's traditional culture and way of life. Amongst religious people, 59% of white evangelical Protestants want the man in the White House to focus on culture first, as do 53% of white mainline Protestants and 52% of black Protestants. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Cosmopolitan magazine has sparked a firestorm of controversy by publishing an article about a satanic abortion ritual. Cosmo bills itself as an international fashion magazine that focuses on lifestyle issues, but it's been a strong advocate for abortion since the 1970s. Lately, the Satanic Temple has become involved in abortion, filing lawsuits to try and block new pro-life laws in various states. This is SRN News. Fewer airplanes and helicopters will be flying tours over Mount Rushmore and other national monuments under new regulations.
New management plans are being rolled out at nearly two dozen national parks and monuments, and they address years of complaints by visitors and tribal residents about the thumping, whirling sounds of helicopter blades drowning out the sound of birds, babbling brooks, and bubbling lava. Tour flights at Mount Rushmore and Badlands National Park will be kept mostly a half mile away from the two South Dakota sites. But tour operators are considering lawsuits. They say they provide unrivaled access to national treasures, particularly for the elderly and the disabled. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The White House is blaming Iran for attacks on three commercial ships in the Red Sea on Sunday. More details at srnnews.com.